More than 20,000 teachers from Oklahoma's 10 largest school districts are walking out of the classroom for a third day today. The teachers are among the lowest paid in the country. They're asking for higher wages and more money for their schools, which have seen per-pupil funding cut by nearly 30% over the last decade. Emily Wendler is covering the walkout for State Impact Oklahoma, a statewide public radio collaborative. Thanks for joining us, Emily.
You're welcome.
This is the third day of this walkout. What's the mood like where you are?
I think people are still really riled up. They feel like they're making progress, and they don't want to give up on the progress that they've made so far. The pressure of the walkout likely is the reason lawmakers passed a teacher pay raise last week, and that was a historic movement, so they're going to keep pushing for more.
Let's talk about that. As you say, teachers already got a raise, $6,100 on average, and they also got some more money for their schools. Your governor, Mary Fallon, told CBS News that the teachers were acting like teenage kids that want a better car. Is that resonating with people who might be listening to this saying, look, you already got what you asked for. It's time to go back to work.
Sure. I think some people do feel that way. I think some people do think the teachers are kind of killing their goodwill with lawmakers and the public by continuing to walk out of schools day after day. But not everybody feels that way. When Governor Fallon was speaking with the CBS reporter and said teachers are acting like teenagers who want a car, the CBS reporter responded by saying, yeah, but teenagers didn't have their car taken away for 10 years. And it's a good analogy. Teachers have had funding taken away from them for 10 years. And so they are going to fight to get that funding back.
Or it just may be a crummy car, an unsafe car, because it looks like the $6,100 raise that teachers did get still does not bring them up to the national average. We've heard stories about teachers who are taking out second and third jobs to keep them from having to rely on food stamps.
Yes, you're right. It brings us up to about a regional average. It's nowhere near the national average. And these cuts have taken place over 10 years or more. And a lot of people are saying it's not going to take 1 year to restore them. So some people are really asking the teachers to have patience with the legislative process and give it some time to rebuild the foundation of funding that they're asking for.
This is, of course, as we've said, the third day that classes have been canceled. Teachers have been engaging in this walkout. This is affecting hundreds of thousands of kids. Is patience running thin between parents who are looking for a place to put their kid during the day?
Yes, definitely. Some people's patience is wearing thin. But again, there are also parents rallying at the Capitol with the teachers because these are their kids too, and they want more money for their kids' education. So it's a split opinion in the state.
And ultimately, Emily, what ends this walkout?
What ends this walkout is more funding for the classroom. The Oklahoma Education Association, the union, is asking lawmakers to pass just a couple bills that would increase money for schools. And if lawmakers could pass those bills, I think this would be over.
That's Emily Wendler. She's covering the Oklahoma Teachers Walkout for State Impact Oklahoma. It's a statewide public radio collaborative. Emily, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.